Remember this, God does not make any mistake. You are here today listening to this great message because God wants you to listen to this. This message is designed purposely for you. This message will change your life for good. People, they have heard this and they practice what they heard and their lives are changed. Now it is your turn. You are the man in the mirror, and the change starts with you through his word. What finances the church is the givings and the tithings of the people. Say amen. The next thing about tithing, no one is exempted. Amen. You cannot say, you know, I come here, I'm usher, so that's my tithing. Glory, glory. I take care of the kids, so that's my tithing. No. Tithing is your increase. I cannot say that I'm a pastor. Man, I pray for you. I fast. I wake up early. Man, I spend a lot of time. I can't say because of that, I'm not going to tithe. If you are a pastor, you do that, you always will be broke. I see a lot of pastors, they are broke. Very broke. They are always looking to their members to bless them. I will not be like that in Jesus' name. Because I will follow the instructions God has given his people. I am part of his people. So I'm not exempted. Because if I don't pay my tithes, I can't go to him and say, I'll test you in this. Because I won't say, according to the tithes that Brother Austin is tithing in this church, Lord, I test you in this. You'll be thinking, I mean, God will be thinking, is this man of God, is he okay? Or I can say, you know, according to the tithing that Brother Shegu is giving Praise Fellowship Church, that he has come before you today, Kashura Baba. Then I turn to the east and I lift my hands. But I touched you now. Oh, God will say, please, just sit down. That's why I do it myself. My wife does it. Amen. My kids, when they need things from God, the first thing I ask them, have you tithed? If they say no, I say, go bring your tithes now. Go count your money. As a matter of fact, I take tithes on your food and everything. Hallelujah. They like Whataburger a lot. So, and they, you know, as soon as we get home, I'll take a plate. I say, come on. Your tithes. They don't like it at all. And I take the tithes and I chop the tithes. The only difference in my house is I chop the tithes. Here is for the work of God. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. And my kids, they don't like it at all. I'm trying to put them in a, you know, and a mindset where they will be giving their tithes when they start making money. Hallelujah. So God is very faithful to us. This month of November, we started doing the season of Thanksgiving. And today, by the grace of God, I want to teach on a message title, Complain About Nothing, But Give Thanks in All Things. Hallelujah. Complain about nothing, but give thanks in all things. You know, there is a song that they sang that song on Friday. It says, Majesty, Majesty, Your grace has found me just as
I am. Empty handed, but alive in your hands. Your grace has found me, just as I am. Empty handed, but alive in your hands. And on Friday, I was telling the people, I said, this is my song. That is my story. And everything that happened in my life, and everything that has happened in your life, it happened because of your tomorrow. Say amen. When I was going through hardships, troubles, valleys, ups and downs, heartbreaks, I remember one time I told y'all that in Maryland, when I first came, I was in UK and I came here, and and I was driving this car, man. That car, they don't even do it anymore. It's called Ford. No, it's not Impala. Ford Torino or something. It's an old car. When I'm driving, you can hear me coming a block away. It has a peculiar sound. It was a peculiar car for peculiar people. It comes with a sound. When the light comes out to be like red and I stop, I pray. I say, God, don't let this thing stop. Because I felt comfortable moving. It was dangerous for me to stop. Because you can see and smell and then hear that the engine is tired. It will be like, I'm like, oh God, not today. Amen. And through all those things, it was for my tomorrow. Today, when I see somebody driving to a peculiar car, I will not judge him based on his car. Huh. Oh my goodness. Because back then, people judged me based on my car. As a matter of fact, there was a girl that I wanted to date. She told me, okay, we spoke on the phone for a while, and she said, okay, meet me at the library. So, man, I was coming with my car. The girl got there already and was at the parking lot, and I guess she heard the sound of the car. She was not thinking it was the guy that she spoke to on the phone. I'm going somewhere this morning. And my car was coming. I packed. I came out. No, she looked at me. She said, I don't date people like you. I'm going somewhere. Man, it was painful. At that time, my brother was not here, so I had nobody to talk to. So I was coming back with my my peculiar car. And I said, God, this is not fair. Mel is just laughing. Mel, you can laugh. It's okay. But you know, God, this God, this Jehovah Lord, He's a mighty God. So little by little, I'm saying again, little by little, step by step. The way God works is step by step. For most of you, you want to be the king like that without going through the process of becoming a king. By and by, little, he lifted me up. Little by little, he lifted him. I graduated from that car. I bought another messed up car, but it was better than the first one. Hallelujah. And at that time, people judged me by my car. I will park that car, and already they have counted me out. Little by little. I say little by little. Then, God, this God, I was done with school. I got me a job. Oh my God, I bought me a nice new car. Amen. Moved to a better apartment. Nice apartment. Nice. Came from work. I wasn't feeling well that day, so I'm saying, oh, let me go to the CVS. It's like Walgreens here. CVS. They have it here, right? Okay. So, man, I went home. And even I was driving a raggedy car, I was still dressing nice. So, I went home from work, took my shower, you know, listen to a little bit of jazz, felt a little good. So let me go to CVS and get me a little medication for my headache because I have some beer. Amen. Beer is not good. I went to that CVS, got my over-the-counter medication, going to pay. And when I got there, that was the girl years back. That was at the cashier. Nothing against anybody. But that girl blurted out and I said, God, you delivered me. Now, even when she begs me, I will say, please, no. Amen. So, I didn't know then, but now I know. If I knew then, like when she told me, I don't date people like you, like I would say, God, thank you. People are going through issues in life, and because you do not know that your Father has good plans for you. So therefore, whilst you are going through, you are complaining. But because now you know, don't complain about nothing. In all, give thanks. If that girl said yes to me, like I will miss my grace. But when I tell you that that song is my song, you don't understand that his grace found me just as I was. I came empty-handed. Yet because I was in his hands, I was alive. People of God, are you hearing me? You are going through stuff now, or maybe you went through stuff that you complain about. Why me? Why that? Why this? Why that? I am here to tell you now that you know.
complain about nothing. But in all, give thanks. Because God has good plans for you. That your tomorrow is going to be better than your yesterday, than your today. So in all, give thanks. For the Bible says, are you ready for me today? Oh my goodness. The Bible says in the book of 2 Thessalonians. No, it's 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18. Oh, my goodness. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But it says here, I like this, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Did you hear that? He didn't say some things. He didn't say when things are going good. He didn't say when things are so and so. He's saying in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to talk to you a little bit about some few things. Why should you give thanks in all things? I told you about my story. I didn't know. If I knew then, when she told me that, you know, I don't date people like you. You know, she disqualified me, not because of my height, not because of my color. Amen. She disqualified me because of my car. Amen. But because I didn't know at that time what God was preparing for me, I was not very happy about the rejection. Are you hearing me? But now that I know, I am giving thanks for everything that I did not give thanks for. And then now going forward, I'm going to give thanks for everything that I go through. Why? Because I know that for what God is preparing for me, I need to go through certain things to get to where he wants me to be. So the question is, why should we give thanks unto the Lord? Point number one. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. And I'm going to be brief today. I want you to understand that God is working behind the scenes for you. He says that he is going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. That means God is doing something for you. The only time that you will see is when he is done. Are you hearing me? So because of that, give what? Thanks. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God
through Acts. All the promises are yes and amen. One reason is that everything that he has promised you, they are everything. It will come to pass. So when you are going through something, it's just getting you to the place. So whilst you are going through that thing, you have to give thanks. Austin, I'm not going to pick on you. I'm going to say something. It just occurred to me. When Brother Austin and his family joined this church, there was a Friday that we were praying. And I didn't know much about them. And the Lord was telling me about a direction that he needs to get into real estate. Do you guys remember that? But before he got here, he went through some stuff in the other church that he was part of. And if he knew what God was doing at that time, whatever he went through in that church, he would say, "Thank you, Jesus." And when he came, God gave him a direction. It was something that they've thought about, but they were not taking that thing serious. And then God confirmed it. And that's what he's doing. Now, the reason why I am picking on some people here is because for some of you, I know your story. I know the story of Flo a little bit. Not all, because Flo is very secretive. The story that I know about Flo is observing Flo from afar. When Flo first came to the church that we were part of, Flo was a very, very, you could tell that she was a party girl. Amen. So she has seen good stuff before. Eating some good food, drank some good wine. Hallelujah. This young lady, I mean, she was at the top of her game. You know what I mean? You can tell the way she walks. She commands the ground. Glory be to God. She had a ear, nose ring. And she would watch out. And she had a Catholic background. So everything that we were doing was like too foreign. But little by little. The way God works is little by little. That's why the Bible says, for those who wait on the Lord. Our God is a God of order. He said, by and by, step by step, preset. Are you hearing me? That's how he works. He will not jump you from here to there without you being ready to be there. That would not be good. You will kill yourself. So little by little, God started speaking to Flo through the word. One day I saw this young lady. There were no nose ring, nothing. I said, "What happened to your beautiful thing? I really like it." She said, "Pastor Dominic, it's not good." I said, "Really? It is not good?" Yes. She said, I did some research. It's not good. When she came, nobody pressured her. Leave people alone. This preaching has caused me a lot of problem. How people left this church because I preached that. They say that I preach it because of them. They are not here. I'm still preaching. I preach that every year at least 2 times. Leave people alone. As long as they are not coming here naked, leave them. Allow them to sit down and hear the word of God. Little by little, God will begin to change them. And the change starts from the inside out. So the time that you will see it, you'll be thinking, I just saw the change today. No, the change started from the inside out. And because it's little, but leave people alone. Whatever they want to do, with, you know, if they want to put 10 earrings here, leave them. Just encourage them to come to church. As they keep hearing the word of God will speak to them. And before you know, that person will be on fire for God. Now look at Flo. Flo is teaching kids. I mean, come on now. If Flo knew what God was fixing, as a Texan would say, to do in her life, like Flo will be giving thanks for all that she went through. The reason for us to give thanks is because this God that we serve, the promises that he has for us, in him are yes, in him are amen, to the glory of God. Point number two. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24. He says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You know, the amazing thing about calling is anytime God calls somebody, he calls them from somewhere. Oh my goodness. So let me show you an example. The one that is calling you is going to call you from somewhere. So let me say, I want to call somebody. Let me call Brother Austin. Brother Austin, come forward. I want everybody to look at Brother Austin. Brother Austin, come. Come stand here. God bless you, man. Brother Austin was called from somewhere. And before he got here, he has to go through some place. The place that he's going through are not going to be pleasant place all the time. But because he needs to get here, he has to go through that place. It's like you want to lose weight, but you don't want to go to the gym. That's you? I mean, that's your problem is not big. We brought the gym to your garage. Now look at Brother Austin. Where God called him from. And I'm going to make an example. Brother Austin did a teaching here on Father's Day. Brother Austin, do you ever in your wildest dream thought that God want you to do more than just come into church and sit down?
No. I didn't even plan it. You know. I normally come and sit down and just worship. That's it. I didn't even think I would ever stand in front and preach.
If Brother Austin knew that was the end game for him, everything that happened in his life, those things that were not pleasant, he would say, thank you, Jesus. Because faithful is he that called him. And he who also called you is going to make sure that you get there. So everything that you are going through, give thanks. Brother Stanley, go sit down. The man came here and preached. And he was calm. If somebody, that day, if somebody tells you that, man, this is his first time, very, very first time, standing in front of people to preach, you will say, no, man, you are lying. Calm. Point by point. Now that you know, Brother Austin, it's not too late to thank him for everything that you went through. They were not pleasant stuff. But now you know that he was preparing you for this day. Somebody invited us to come do their naming thing for them. They don't come to this church. So when I was going, I called Brother Austin. I said, Brother Austin, I need you. Because the names, I needed somebody to train me on the names. He gave me the training, but I felt like I need him around in case when they call me. You know, sometimes when they call you, everything that you've learned will fly out. So I said, man, please come. So he came. And there was a man that he knew. The man came and said, hey, you came with this pastor? He said, hey, Brother Austin. So now you work with pastors. And the reason the guy was saying, probably he knows Brother Austin used to be a party man. He looked at him with amazement. He said, you came with this pastor? Brother Austin said, yes, that's my pastor. He said, hey. Glory be to God. But this is telling you that in everything that God allows for us to go through is for our tomorrow. Are you getting this? And faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. The next point, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. The next point, why we should give thanks unto the Lord. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I don't want to go too far. I don't want to use anybody. But in our weakness, that's where God's power and perfection comes alive. If I tell you that my wife has been paralyzed before, will you believe it? But that was the day that my journey to know him started. If I knew then, like in that plane, I would say to God, God, thank you. But because I did not know, I was saying to myself, why me? I just got married to this girl. We only 6 months into this marriage and she can't walk. Why? Why, God? Why? But God was doing something that I did not know then. And because I didn't know, I didn't give him thanks then. If I knew what I know now, like I in that plane, I will be saying thank you. I will be singing praises unto the Lord because I know that now he is working something for me. My journey to know more about him started with my wife being sick. So now that I know, I will complain about nothing. But in all, I will give thanks. Because His grace is sufficient for you. And His strength is made perfect in your weakness. So most gladly, therefore, rather glorify His name in your infirmities, because He is working out some deals for you. That the power of Christ may rest upon you. Now that I know that through our struggles, He made some things in the spiritual realm for us, so that we can come out, overcome the struggles and the challenges and the valleys, so that we can stand here now and give Him a testimony, so that someone who is going through something today that he or she did not know that he needs or she needs to give thanks will begin to give thanks now. Are you with me today? The other point I want to drive home today is in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. We should be giving thanks unto the Lord because of these reasons. Romans 8, 28 says, and we know that in all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things work together for good to them that love God. The question is, do you love God? If the answer is yes, then all things, atakapa, is working for your good. Whether good or bad or in between, it is working together for your good, so that tomorrow you can stand before the congregation of people and say, God is good. Come and taste God. The next point. Matthew 6, verse 7 to 8. Are you with me today? We should not complain about nothing, because we are in Him and He is in us. His will for us is to give thanks for all things. Amen. Don't wait for the results. Amen. This God is just too good. Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 7 to 8, it says, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Do you know that I give thanks is good enough prayer when you are going through things? Oh, people, are you with me? Years ago, I was diagnosed with some stuff. And the doctor was telling me, man, we need to take your spleen out. I said, really? They started preparing me to take that spleen out. When they take your spleen out, that means that your blood, the spleen, cleans. It's a filter. So when they take it out, you become so easily get sick. Are you hearing me? So the doctor is preparing me. They put one medicine in me. I was in pain for about 4 days. And all to take my spleen out. And God, this God is wonderful. This God spoke to my wife that we need to get a second opinion. Oh, Jesus. Now, before they did that, they said they have to do bone marrow test, right? The bone marrow test is the most painful thing. I mean, I've never been pregnant before. Birth pains, I've never experienced it before. But that day, I felt like I was pregnant. And I was about to give birth. The pain was painful. They would take screw to the back of your waist here. And they would screw it into the bones, to the bone marrow. And they suck it out. I've gone through some stuff. But when you see me now, all what you see is my now. So if you take it, oh, Pastor Dominic is blessed. Man, you don't know what I have gone through. Be careful to claim somebody's blessing. Because you don't know what they went through. Some people, they will see you, oh, he's so blessed. God, give me the same blessing. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. God is not telling you to compete with anyone, but he's telling you to be complete in him, so that when you are complete in him, his will be your will, so that you will pray for his will and his will be done on earth, because you are willing for his will. Be complete in him. No more competition. And God, through that word, we went on a second opinion. And the doctor was like, no, this doctor is crazy. Don't go there anymore. Stop taking the medication. And I'm still alive. My spleen is still there. I'm still alive. I mean, I lost so much weight, but with that bad story that the guy told me, bad news that the guy told me. I went to the doctor's second opinion. Couple of weeks, I gained back the weight. And I'm about to tell you something different. You need to hang around people that encourages you. They will be truthful to you, but they will encourage you. Are you hearing me? Thank you to Jesus is one of the most powerful prayers. Sometimes all what you need to say is, God, thank you. That is very powerful. Don't be like the heathens, where they will say, you know, Lord, my hands are lifted up, standing on the altar, Lord, looking at the people from Praise Fellowship Church, Lord. Now, Lord, my knees are boggled down. Lord, may you have mercy. It's fancy words. But let me tell you, thank you, Lord, in this situation. I give you praise, Lord, for everything. It's enough prayer. Let's go to 8. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So if he knows, then give thanks. Are you flowing with me today? Let's close it out. Matthew 6, 31 to 33. The reason why I'm doing this is because I want you to understand the importance of giving thanks. He said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, in all, give thanks. Now that you know, and I want to close. Now that you know all the things that happened in your life that you were questioning God. Now that you know that he works everything together for your good. Now that you know, would you stand today? Now that you know. And in your own words, would you give thanks unto God for everything that you went through? The things that you were asking God, God, why me? God, why? God, 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 why? Today, I want you to just give thanks. Father, we thank you. For we did not know before, but now we know that everything you are working them together for our good. We thank you, oh God, for all the things that you allowed to come to our lives. Father, we thank you. We thank you for today. We thank you for tomorrow. We thank you for everything that has happened in the past. We give you glory, Daddy. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you.
Thank you for listening to this great message. Also, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to God's Word. I want you to be part of this great movement, this movement that is led by the Spirit of the Lord, a movement that every message has your name on it. The will of God is being read each time the Bible is opened. And let me tell you, your name is on these messages. Today, I will encourage you, connect with Praise FC, that is PRAISEFC.org, and get the message. You will be amazed how your life will change. God bless you, and tell more of your friends to connect with us. These messages are life-changing messages. You will not be who you used to be, but you will be what the Lord has said you are. God bless you.